which allowed local school districts to adopt the school calendar with the first student attendance day starting no earlier than Monday. The Monday closest to August 26th would allow us to use what is called a variable student instructional year. This means that instead of meeting the law and having 170 student calendar or student attendance days, we can use student equivalents in hours, which equates to 1,062 hours.